Today, the Mishnah in Masechet Olos is the first perek, and we're up to the fourth Mishnah. So we spoke about, remember, the way in which we can have circumstances in which you can get two levels of Tumah Chamura, that is to say, Shivas Yomi, sometimes three, and sometimes four, and Rabbi Akiva said sometimes five, because he included, sort of inexplicably, the pole that holds up the oil as a second level of Tumah, which will be coming from the oil. Now, putting this into a fascinating new context is that the Mishnah points out here that both Adam v'Kelim are Matami b'Meis. However, there's a Chumra of Adam sometimes over Kelim, and sometimes there's a Chumra of Kelim over Adam. So here's the straightforward Chumra of Kelim. Kelim, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, you can have a situation where you can get three levels of Tumah, whereas with an Adam, you can only have two levels of Tumah. Because remember, the din of that special halacha, which applied only to Kelim, which is Cherev Harehu Kechalal, and that applied both to the Kli that touches the Adam who is dead, or Kli that touches an Adam who is alive and is an Avatuma, in both of these cases, there is none attenuation. So therefore, when it comes to Kelim, you've got an extra level, because a Kli that touches a mace becomes an Aviavot. It is not an Avatuma. A Kli that touches it becomes an Avatuma, and therefore it goes down to three Madregas of being Matame Kelim, because it can make a third Kli a Rishon. Masha Enkein an Adam, who doesn't have that din of Cherev Areo Kecholol, when he touches an Avi Avot Atuma, that is to say the mate, he himself becomes only an Av, and he can be Matame the Kli that he touches, but that Kli can't be Matame anything else, because he breaks the chain at that point, because he's only a Rishon. So because of that, the Kelim is more Chomer. However, there's a fascinating Chumra of a Adam over the Kli. And what is that? And this is a beautiful way of putting it. As long as you have a human in the middle of the chain, so in other words, you start with human dead, Kli, human alive, Kli, then you can go even one more level. For the simple reason that if the human is in the middle, so then the Kli that touches the human is going to have a din of the same Tumah of Avatumah that the human had, which allows that Kli to then be Matami, either a human or a Kli, one Madriga longer. It's a very cute way of saying it. So a Chomer b'Adam, as long as a person is in the middle, Kol Zman Shehu be'emtza, so he's in the middle of the whole chain over here, then you can get all the way up to Arba, as we said. But wherever you don't have an Adam in the middle, maximum that you can reach is a total of three things. Okay. Next Mishnah. So, as we saw, sometimes the Adam is Chomur, and sometimes the Kli is Chomur. This is in reference to Tumas Meis. Now, once we have that idea, it's irresistible for us to point out that there is a similar idea Binogea tizov. Sometimes a Kli, and to make things easier, we're going to be talking about begodim over here, but we don't mean the begodim sha'olav. We mean begodim as a Kli. So the difference is that it's going to be a interesting nafkamina between the Adam and the begodim. So let's take a look. We did this with mace. Let's take a look when it comes to a Zov. And remember the interesting thing that we have by Zov, and we've had this all along throughout Kelim, was that Tumas Midras is actually the same kind of idea of Cherev Areo Kecholol, right? Because when you think about it, the Adam has his Tumah of an Avatuma, and then when he's Metame Midras, the Mishkav or Moshav itself becomes an Avatuma. So that's exactly that same type of idea of a Cherev Areo Kecholol. And obviously, I mean, it's a completely different concept, but it ends up being the same thing, which is why it's irresistible to make this comparison. So because of that, we can say the Mishnah sort of in the same way. So an Adam and Begodim can both be Mitame Bezov. So a person who touches a Zov or clothing that touches a Zov, both become a Rishon from the Zov. But there's a chumra sometimes of an Adam over Begadim, and sometimes there's a chumra of Begadim over the Adam. How would that be? Where do we find that the Adam is more chomer than the Begadim? Because an Adam who is Nogea Bezav, if a person touches that Zav, and while he's touching the Zav, which is called the Tuma Bechiburin, while he is in contact with the Zav, he can be also Metame Kalim. So because of that, this creates yet another din of Cherev Hareyu Kecholo, which is Tuma Bechiburin. So a Kli can be Mekabel Tuma as if it's directly from the Zav, despite the fact that the Adam himself is not going to be non-attenuated. The Adam will be non-attenuated. The Adam will never become an Avatuma touching a Zav. He's always going to be a Rishon Latuma. But as long as he's in contact with the Zav, it's a whole new concept. The Kalim that he touches, not the Adam that he touches, only the Kalim that he touches. So the Kalim that he touches will be considered to be in direct contact with the Zav, and they can be Mekabel Tuma as if they touched an Av HaTuma. That is only true of the Adam who is touching the Zav. But if clothing are touching a Zav, then there's no such thing as Tuma Bechiburim. And so Ein Begadima Nogim Bezav, Mitam Im Begadim, even while it's in touch with the Zav. And that is a chumra of Adam. Now, there's also a chumra of begadim over the Zav. And why is that? Because begadim that are carrying a Zav, as opposed to a Zav that's carrying the begadim. Now, let's consider what that means. So what it means is that the Zav was lying down on a sheet. Now, if the Zav lies down on the sheet, that becomes an Av HaTuma because of Tumas Midras, which means that the begadim can be metame an Adam. Wow. But if an Adam is carrying a Zav, as opposed to the sheet carrying the Zav, he cannot become an Av HaTuma from carrying a Zav. And because of that, he will not be able to be metame, even if it's at the same time. If it isn't bemaga, it's bemasa. So an Adam that is no say at Hazav, the way that the sheet is no say Hazav, cannot be metame an Adam, even if he's touching at the same time. Kol shekein, he doesn't become an avatuma the way that the sheet becomes an avatuma. There is no din of tumas midras on humans. There's only a din of tumas midras on kalim. And in this case, we're calling the kalim begadim. So that ends up being a tremendous chumrah. Now let's take a look at the next Halakha Mishnah over here, Mishnah Vav. The general rule, which will be nogea many, many different halachas, is defining the moment of death. We need to define the moment of death for many reasons. First of all, obviously, legabe tuma. But furthermore, we need to define the moment of death legabe the chiyuv of yibum. In other words, if a person dies at 12:01, leaving a live child, the child then dies at 12:01:01. The wife is potter from Yibum. So it's very important to determine who was the survivor. We had many cases, Yevamos, you remember, where a house collapses on a family and there's a lot of deaths in the family. In order, what's the din over there in terms of Yibum? Because we really don't know who was killed first. It would also be very important to define in terms of eating truma, because in two directions. A Bas Yisrael who marries a Kohen is allowed to continue eating truma even after the death of a Kohen if she has a child. So then the question is, what would define her ability to be ochel as long as the child is alive? Vice versa would be a case where a Bas Kohen would marry a Yisrael and she is not allowed to eat truma as long as she's married, and even if her husband dies, she's not allowed to eat truma if she has a child from him. So they're defining the child's being alive or dead is also going to be nogea, defining the moment of death. So as you can see, we have a number of different sugyas, all of which will be dependent on the same thing. So a human is never metame until he literally dies. Even if he's cut up, and he's definitely got only moments to live, even if he's a goses, which refers to his last breaths, and when there's different types of breathing patterns which indicate that the person is about to expire, it doesn't matter. He is not considered to be dead under those things. He's only dead when he stops breathing. Now, obviously, that's only under conditions where stopping breathing is not really reversible. I mean, you could put him on a respirator or something, but that won't make any difference in terms of his ever being able to breathe on his own. So that would be true. And it's nogea also, not only tuma, that is enomatame, but he's also zokek liyibum. So let's say his brother died, and his brother leaves this brother who is now close to death. So he's still alive. And as long as he's still alive, that means that the brother's wife is not allowed to get married. Furthermore, if he is a child who is close to death, as long as he lives an instant after his father, who dies without any other children, he's poter min ayibum. And the wife will not need to marry or get chalitza from one of the brothers of her deceased husband, because the child lived on for another moment. So she can just go and marry somebody else. And then the other halacha, as we explained, would be nogea eating truma. So a child, even if he's about to die, so this is a Yisraeli, so Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, had a kid, the Kohen died, or she got divorced, she's allowed to eat truma, but only as long as the child lives. If he's alive technically, even though he's meguyad and so on and so forth, he's macho betruma. Furthermore, he's posel betruma. In the opposite case, where a Bas Kohen married a Yisrael, and the Yisrael died, or divorced, and she has a child from him, she still can't eat the truma mi beis avia. She's going to go back to beis avia if she has no children. Now, the same thing would be true in terms of tumas nevelas. A behema or a chaya is not metame until it's literally dead. Achitetze nafsham. However, there is a halacha of, when it comes to the din of tumas nevelas, of being a nevela even though it shows signs of life, which would be muscular movement after death. So if you cut off the head of an animal, even though the animal may still be showing signs of life because it's jerking, that is not considered to be a sign of life. That is no different than a zanav alita'a. It's like the tail of a lizard, which continues to jerk around. It's obviously not alive. That's the whole point. It's saving the life of the lizard by getting the predator to run after it. Well, meanwhile, the lizard escapes. It is simply involved in muscular contractions. And so too is an animal without a head, which happens all the time when the chickens go running around. It's like a chicken without a head. They really go around like chickens without a head. And that is because it's kizanav halita'a, which is mifar chesed.